Well, hello there, and welcome to the Mill Housing Nation podcast, where we help military families PCS better. I'm your host, Lindsay Linton. Over the next 20 minutes, we're dishing out tips, tricks, and actionable steps you can implement to make your next PCS an easy one. From interviews with military real estate experts to fellow powerhouse military spouses, we're highlighting some of the major issues that impact military families when they move. And before we get started, a quick shout out to our sponsor, Mill Housing Network. Mill Housing Network matches military families with local military real estate experts all over the country. If you're considering buying or selling a home, connect with Mill Housing Network online at milhousingnetwork.com. They're also on Facebook. So let's dive in. Today's guest is a fellow military spouse and Mill Housing Network brand ambassador, superstar, Miss Roslyn Henley. Hey, Roslyn.
Hi.
How's it going? It's early where Good. You are.
Yes, we are on vacation in Hawaii, so it's 5 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, dear. Well, Roslyn has been with...
okay.
Oh, well, we're honored. Thank you for taking this call so early. Miss Roslyn has been with the Mill Housing Network now for a while. She helps connect military families across the country with the network agents, and she's recently moved into a leadership role, which I'm excited to hear her perspective on what's working in the Brand Ambassador Program, where she's now able to mentor new ambassadors. So, Roslyn, happy early good morning from Mill Housing Nation, and thanks for being a guest today.
Well, thank you for having me, and it's fine. I am an early bird, so this works out perfect. And my kids are sleeping, so.
Oh, even better.
It works out.
Well, let's jump in. Roslyn, before we talk about your journey as a brand ambassador, I want to talk a little bit about your personal military life journey. How long have you been a military spouse, and how many PCSs?
I've been a spouse for 7 years, but I am an Army brat, so I pretty much was born into this lifestyle and then married right into it.
How does that happen?
I have 2 PCSs as a spouse, but around 9 as an Army brat.
Okay. So PCSing is nothing new to you. It's almost like you're normal.
Yes. I actually, well, doing the whole work, I don't enjoy, but moving and meeting people, I absolutely love.
Yeah, I don't think I've met a military spouse yet that says, oh my gosh, I love packing up all my stuff every 2 years.
Yeah, no, that's not the fun part. That's stressful. But the end part is nice.
Love it. So, Roslyn, tell us a little bit about how military life has impacted your career. Obviously, moving around 9 times, when you were a brat, but you've moved 2 times now that you are a spouse. So how has that, impacted your career?
Well, it's been challenging. I would say I haven't really been able to start a career. I married my husband, and within our first, I believe it's 2 years, I finished my master's. And right after that, he was done with his MOS training and got into a unit that was very demanding. And we had a son at the time. Well, have a son. With his schedule and our child, it was just pretty much impossible to take work.
Sure. Understandable.
And I know, so just having a husband with a demanding schedule and no family around has made it very challenging to put yourself or career first.
Well, yeah, I think the biggest thing that I constantly hear from military spouses, even if you are to find a position, it's difficult because of the childcare. And for military families, it's very rare that they're stationed next to their family. So finding somebody that you trust to take care of your kids at a reasonable rate, I mean, it's really difficult to find.
Absolutely. I 100% agree.
So as we mentioned, you and I, we've known each other. Has it been like 6 months in the program?
We started right in the beginning of the year.
That's right. So I remember interviewing you, and what I loved most about our interview was your spunk. And I am known for my spunk as well. And then I think we bonded over running.
Yes.
Rosalind is a runner too. And I think we immediately started talking about running and training and all the things. But, you know, you joined our program 6 months ago as a brand ambassador. And you joined us during a time where the program was still very new. It still is very new. But it has evolved, I should say, and it has evolved like most startups. And we are now moving in a positive direction. So one of the things that I wanted to ask was, what is your favorite part about working as a brand ambassador with Mill Housing Network?
My favorite part is talking to people. I am a social butterfly. I have no issue initiating a conversation. And I just like learning about other people and what they're thinking and what they are nervous or worried about when it comes to moving. Or I think just because I'm so used to it, I like to make other people feel comfortable. Mm-hmm. So I like to hear what they're thinking, and I just love talking to people, meeting new people all the time. I have no problem with that.
Well, and I think that's some of the beauty about being a brand ambassador in our program. And for those of us listening that don't know what that means, can you tell our listeners what being a brand ambassador means?
So basically, in my eyes, we are helping others learn about our program and getting on a personal level with them, learning about them and talking to them, basically connecting with them to help them with moving and getting out of their comfort zone.
Okay.
When it comes to PCS time.
Well, and I think you summed it up great, because you really are just building relationships, making connections with people. We're not selling anybody on anything, but we're out to help military spouses kind of navigate through the PCS process.
Right. Absolutely not selling anything. And that's what I was a little hesitant at first, but this has been nothing but that. This is just getting information out, like stuff that I wish I had known when I did my first PCS, because growing up, as a kid, you don't know all the hard stuff. And my mom never complained. And now I'm like, Mom, why didn't you tell me this was like this?
Mom, why did you shake me when you said I was going to marry military?
Like, I saw all the good stuff. And then now I'm like, behind the scenes, you had no idea. I mean, I had no idea.
Right. Oh, yeah. Mama does a lot of work.
Oh, yes.
Well, I love that. And so, and I know we're going off script a little bit, but I want to ask you, because you've shared some really rewarding stories since joining our program. And one of the things that I constantly hear from Rosalind is she talks about how her favorite thing is that she's constantly helping people. Like, that's the thing that I hear from Rosalind all the time. When I say, how are things going? And you're always saying, you know, there's some days where, you know, I don't feel like I help anyone. But then there's days where that one person that you helped and connected, they're so just grateful for getting in touch. Can you think of one story, or you can give our listeners a synopsis, or just give us a little bit of a glimpse into one of those rewarding times for you?
I've had a few people that I've talked to who really stressed out about finding a house, and there's nothing more stressful than knowing you have to move and not knowing where you're going to live, especially if you have kids, you need to get them enrolled in school, or if your husband's deploying as soon as you get there, you want to feel comfortable. And I've talked to a few people who were in that situation. And once we got them connected with a realtor who understands this lifestyle as well, when they respond back to me telling me how grateful they are that they found this program and how relaxed, I mean, and they're not going to be totally relaxed until they're, you know, set in stone, but how much better they feel about their current situation, it, as cheesy as it sounds, it makes me feel so happy, because I know that I helped somebody in this process. Just the fact that I made somebody feel more comfortable about something.
Well, and I love that about you because Rosalind and I, obviously, we've been working together for 6 months. And, you know, what I love most is that you'll share your success stories. And she'll send me a screenshot, and it's somebody saying, like, oh my gosh, thank you. Like, before, I was so stressed out. I didn't know what to do. I didn't know how to connect. And that's where a lot of military spouses are, is that you're told 90, sometimes 60, sometimes 30 days before a PCS on, hey, you're going here. You need to find a house, sell a house, get the kids transferred, because your spouse is in processing. They can't help out. So I think having a brand ambassador, and I like to think that you guys are more like PCS mentors, guiding you through the process, saying, like, hey, let me at least expedite your search by connecting you with the right people. We are making a difference. And Roslyn, you make a difference every day for a military family that's PCSing. So it's, I appreciate you sharing your perspective on it. Obviously, I could chat forever about it. Tell us a little bit more about what your typical day looks like. And now that you're in a leadership position, how are you helping our new brand ambassadors on a day-to-day basis?
So my typical day, I usually am up before my kids, and I do a yeah, I go on Facebook, I search my network that I am in, and see if anybody is looking for any advice on moving or needing a realtor, any kind of information on housing, and I reach out to them. I typically check my Facebook and emails 3 times a day, which is in the morning before my kids wake up, when my during nap time, and at night after my kids are in bed. And the in between those times, I'm on running around with like a crazy woman with my 2 kids. And then as a mentor, I am constantly checking in with the girls, letting them know that I'm here for them if they have any questions. I love meeting the new girls who are joining, or spouses who are joining our team, and just, you know, letting them know about our program and what we're doing to help other PCSing families or military families.
So what I love, Rosalind, is that it's something that's totally flexible. It is what you want it
Oh,
to
yeah.
be. It's not a 9 to 5. And it's, I mean, you are stationed in California, but you're now in Hawaii visiting family. So you can take it no matter where you go, and it adapts to your lifestyle, yes?
Yes, it is absolutely 100% flexible, and that is one of the biggest things I love about this. I am able to be with my kids, and like I said, we're traveling right now, and I've been able to do everything that I need to do.
I love it. I love it. And so also, Rosalind, one of the things that I love about the program is that we've built this, I don't want to think we're like cult-like, but we kind of are. We have this online community of other brand ambassadors. And right now we're sitting at around, what, 15 ladies that join us in our community. So we get together every week and we share success stories. We talk about some of the upcoming changes, but it also provides this virtual friendship with other military spouses that are doing the same thing. Yes?
Right. Yes. I feel like I have a connection with so many of the girls. I feel like I know them. Like, all I
Well,
want to do is just see them in actual real time, like in person, and then it'd be perfect.
oh, we're gonna make it happen. I was talking to Audrey about it today. We're putting together a plan to get the ladies all together, and I love that we've been able to build these relationships online. And I agree with you. I think it's almost like, you know, even you and I, we've known each other for 6 months virtually. We've never met face to face, but I feel like I know
No.
you.
Yeah, exactly. And I like, and you're so easy to reach out to. All the girls are so easy to reach out to. Any issue I have or anything, I just message you guys and I have no hesitation in it.
I love it. So obviously you have a lot of conversations with families that are PCSing. Can you think of one question that you get asked constantly?
One that I get asked a lot is whether they should buy or rent or live on base. I think that's one of the big questions. And that is just always, you know, how long you're going to be in the area and what your family situation is, what you're comfortable with. Obviously, there's a lot of variables that play into the answer to that question. And obviously, not every answer is, there's not one general answer for that. But that is the big one I get.
Right. Well, and I think that's the top of mind of a lot of military families, is that there's a lot of information out there about, you know, gosh, it doesn't make sense if you're going to buy and sell every 3 years. However, just like you said, it's dependent on each family situation. It's dependent on the market that they're moving to. And right. I think the best thing that we can do, which I know you do, Rosalyn, is just connecting them with local resources so that they can get the education they need to make the best decision for their family.
Absolutely. Yes, that is the biggest thing. It's just being informed on everything, learning about all the possible options and everything about that area.
Right. Well, I love the work that you're doing, and I know you're making a difference in a lot of military families' lives and making their PCS better. If there's one thing that you could tell military families that they should know about Mill Housing Network, what would that be?
That everybody in Mill Housing Network is out here on this world to help people. Mm-hmm. Everybody I've talked to, everybody on our team truly wants to help. And I think that, you know, connecting with us will make other military families more comfortable about big decisions that they're making in a hard lifestyle.
Yep. Yep. Well, I love that. And I think we really do come from, and Rosalyn, you spoke to this recently in one of our team meetings. Part of our core values is coming from a heart of service. And we always want to do what's right for that particular military family, and getting them informed and educated as part of the process so that they can make the best decision possible.
Absolutely.
Yay. Well, Rosalyn, that's all I have today. I'm super excited that you got to join us this morning. Thank you for taking time out of your morning and taking time away from Hawaii. Jeez.
Oh, like I said, it's very early, and I really appreciate you having me.
I love it. I love it. Well, enjoy some beach time for me, because the mountains are very hot today. We're supposed to be really hot. but we don't have any beaches around, so please enjoy beach time for me.
I will. We definitely are taking advantage of all the warm water, because in California, we can't go swimming in the water.
Oh, yes, yes. Well, Rosalyn, if our listeners want to get connected with you to learn more about our brand ambassador program, obviously they can connect with you through your brand ambassador page, which we're going to have a link to that in our show notes. Is there anything else you want to add before we wrap up?
No, like I said, if anybody is just, even if you're not moving, you know, you don't know where you're going and it's another year or 6 months, year and a half, just check us out on our webpage. We have so many, like you, I know you've mentioned, tips and tricks, and just talking to a realtor to learn more about buying a house. I had no idea about so many of the stuff that I'm learning. So biggest thing is just informing, learning about all your options, and you can find all of that on our website, or even just talking to one of us.
I love it. Miss Rosalyn, keep doing what you're doing, because you're making magic. Thank you so much for being a part of the podcast today, and thank you so much for being a part of the network.
Well, thank you for having me. I am honored to be part of your team.
Oh, Miss Rosalyn, I'm going to cry again, just like I did on Crystal's podcast. All right, listeners. So if you want more information on Rosalyn, we're going to have links in the show notes where you can visit her brand ambassador page that has a little bit more about who she is, why she does what she does, and why you should connect with Mill Housing Network. So if you go to millhousingnetwork.com, you're going to want to click on the podcast tab and then look for Rosalyn's episode. And while you're on the podcast page, take a moment to browse some of our past episodes. We also interviewed another one of our Mill Housing Network brand ambassador leaders, Miss Crystal. So you're going to want to check out her episode as well. And while you're browsing around, make sure you opt in to work with one of our realtors. You can also fill out a form to become a guest on one of our upcoming shows, just in the event you have some awesome PCS advice you want to give our listeners. And don't forget, we are now on iTunes, so you're going to want to make sure that you subscribe, like, star us, do all the things so that you can stay in the know. So that's all we have today. So, Ms. Rosalyn, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
All right, guys, I'm Lindsay Litton. Thank you so much for listening, and join us next time as we interview another PCS Pro. Bye for now, Mill Housing Nation listeners.